All right, testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
I can.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday. It is a lovely 11 minutes after 5. A little froggy this morning as I was driving into the studio this morning, but that's not going to deter us at all. We have many things that we have to do today. I have a question for you, though, as usual, when we start the day off. Many observances over the weekend. I've noticed a thing on some houses in the central Wisconsin area, and I'm wondering, is this a cult? Is this some kind of super secret society?
Okay,
that you have to be a member of?
It's a satanic cult, of course. Don't
well,
know anything?
Okay,
the colorful designs.
No, the big star. Have you noticed this?
Oh yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's just a decoration that you can buy down at one of the local home improvement stores.
So it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't mean anything.
No,
it's just, oh, I like this. I'm going to put this star on my house.
Yeah,
like everybody else has a star on.
Well,
it doesn't mean anything.
No,
no, I think that's not quite true. I believe in one of our ethnic groups, it may be the Dutch, that a star on your barn is supposed to mean good luck.
No, but there are the multicolored designs on many of the barns in the area. If you go over toward Wittenberg-Brunnen, you'll see a bunch of them.
Right.
That's different.
Yeah.
He's talking about that metal star,
yeah,
that big metal star that hangs on the side of the
house.
It's
either on the door above the, you know, the eave or the garage or...
People can call and tell us if I'm wrong, but I don't think that means anything. I think it's just a decoration.
Yeah, why not? If you have a star on your house and you know what it means, I'd love to know. You can either email me, seth.mila@wsau.com, or what the heck, call 715-845-2155.
Yes, it's an underground railroad to hide tax evaders when they're on their way to Canada or something.
If you could tell us without the dark forces of evil coming and killing your family.
Okay.
It is not allowed for you to know. All right. Okay. Thank you. But I made that observance. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Better that than a lawn jockey. All right. There are still a few of those out there.
Well. Okay. Now you don't have.
Yeah. Yes, we do, and it's annoying to me every time I see one. I go, come on.
All right. But
is this 1950?
The lawn jockeys in blackface.
Yes,
I can understand why you would be offended.
Yes.
But don't they make, you know, Caucasian lawn jockeys?
If you owned a horse farm, you would absolutely have a lawn jockey. I thought that we could have a lawn jockey at my house and paint it in the colors of the winner of each year's Kentucky Derby.
And you were told no?
Nope. I've researched this because I've wanted a lawn jockey. There are two types of lawn jockey. One is the cavalier, that is the jockey,
right,
who looks like a regular jockey.
Right.
And the other is a short guy in blackface holding a lantern as if he is holding and waiting for the master's horse. That style is called the Jocko.
Right, and I would assume...
Jocko has racial overtones,
you
of
think?
Course.
There are a few of those around. I've seen some in Wausau.
I think maybe Jocko needs to be retired, but
the cavalier does not. And you know why I don't have one?
Why?
Because it's cast in concrete, and it's ridiculously expensive to ship.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, sure.
I mean, if we're shipping by
the
pound...
You mean there are local stores that don't carry lawn jockeys?
Go to Menards. Excuse me.
Yeah?
You have Jocko.
Where's your lawn jockey section? I'm sorry, what? You know what would be funny? We ought to get Les to go into a local Home Depot or Menards or something like that and go in and ask for the lawn jockey section.
Oh, brother.
That would be hilarious.
And film it, of course, website. Yeah, yeah. Some poor schmuck making minimum wage is going to have to try to answer that question without getting in trouble? Right.
That's beautiful. All right, we'll have to explore that and see if Les would be willing to do that for us, because that would be funny. Excuse me, yeah? I understand you have lawn jockeys here. What? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Where are the lawn jockeys at? I'm telling you, that would be hilarious. Oh. I took care of some other business over the weekend, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've done this or not. Did you see Anchorman 2?
No, and I didn't see the extended version with all the dirty jokes either. There's another one.
There's a PG.
One. Yeah, there's one that they put in with all the dirty jokes.
Yeah, I rented the R version.
Of course you did.
Did
you send your daughter out of the house?
Yes. Yes. I almost had to send the missus out of the house, too. She was watching and was like, this movie sucks. I'm like, yeah. There were a handful of really funny jokes in it, though. There were a handful of jokes that were...
Are you going to tell any of them on the air today?
No, not if I... But you know how Saturday Night Live skits go too long?
Right.
This movie just went too long. I don't know if it was an hour and a half or what, but it felt like 3 hours. It's like, oh, come on. There's some very funny parts. There are some very funny parts.
And you know, then there's an off switch on your TV.
No,
are you one of these people that once they start watching a movie, you've got to watch the whole thing regardless of how bad it is?
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's one of those rare movies where the marketing was probably better than the film itself.
I agree. And we talked about this. The marketing was so good and so much that we knew the movie was going to be a bucket of suck because the marketing was too over the top. If a movie carries its own weight, you don't need that much marketing.
Will Ferrell was everywhere during the publicity for that movie.
Yeah, so, it was pretty bad. It was just pretty bad. Also saw another movie called Prisoners with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal and a couple of... That one was hard. It's about abducted children. Oof, not the feel-good movie of the year by a long shot. WSAU, we have got a ton of stuff we're going to do today. We promise we shall entertain you, we shall inform you, we shall engage you, I don't know, we may surprise you. Who knows?
After your marriage, I end up being one of those married dudes in the jewelry commercial always apologizing for stuff. Seen those jewelry commercials, they're all the same. I love you, baby, don't leave me, look, something shiny, every kiss begins with K. My cousin hates those commercials. She starts cussing at the TV. It makes women look materialistic. A man cheat on me, he couldn't buy my love back with jewelry. I wouldn't care if the ring was $2 million. Honestly, ladies, $2 million. Really, you catch a man in bed with another woman, it's $2 million on the dresser. You be quiet, you get both of them some Gatorade. You hush. Honestly, go in the hall and wait your turn. It's not your turn. The man needs electrolytes. Don't come in there interrupting nothing. Just go out. Some of you laughing. That's because you ain't seen $2 million before. Some of you not, don't you? Whatever. Think you right now. I get married, my wife with another dude. It's $2 million on the dresser. I'll tag up. Let her take a break for 30 seconds. I don't care. You look at me weird like I'm gay. I'm not gay, but for $2 million, I'd be confused for a minute.
Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.